Welcome to the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. This podcast will be a sharing of part of my morning routine as I prepare for the day with the Word of God. We will be partaking of Puritan prayers from the Valley of Vision, each day's morning devotional from Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Morning and Evening, and we'll be reading from the Legacy Standard Bible, which is the newest and, I believe, the most accurate translation of the Word of God. We will be following a Bible reading calendar that provides for reading the whole Bible in a year that was created by Minister Robert Murray McShane for his congregation back in 1842, and that has been a part of my daily reading for over 6 years now. Good morning and welcome to the Sunday, October 15th episode of the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. I am Wayne Floyd, your host. The Faith Comes From Hearing podcast is a humble member of the Christian podcast community. You can find us over at christianpodcastcommunity.org. A lot of great listening over there. Over 60 well-curated podcasts. Wide variety of topic areas, all approached from a biblical worldview. So very, very trustworthy content. I will guarantee you're going to find something over there you want to listen to, and there's a very good possibility you're going to find more to listen to than you actually have time to listen to it in. So I would encourage you to go over there and check it out. See what you can find. I also want to continue to point you at the next to last link in our show notes. It is for the Vail Valley Baptist Church Give, Send, Go campaign. We're striving to rapidly pay off our mortgage so that we can commence establishment of a Christian classic education-based school to provide a trustworthy alternative for our community. So go ahead and click on the link. Pastor Jay has provided a very thorough description of what we're trying to do. And then we would ask three things of you. We'd ask you to pray for us, we'd ask you to prayerfully consider giving to us, and we'd ask you to pass the link along so that others can do the same. All right. Well, with it being Sunday morning, we want to very quickly get into and get our reading done, because I'm sure we all need to be getting ready for church. Hint, hint, hint. Again, I hope that you've either already worshiped with the saints or you're going to be if you are physically able. If you're not going to be physically able, please join us. We will be broadcasting live. We do live stream on Facebook and Twitter. On Facebook, we are Vail Valley Baptist Church, and on Twitter, we're at VVB Church. Again, we start at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Is when our service starts, so you can find us live streaming then. So if you were physically unable to worship with the saints, please feel free to join us. We would definitely love to have you join us for our service. I'm sure Pastor Jay has a wonderful, wonderful message for us today. All right, well, like I said, with it being Sunday and all of us needing to get ready for church, let's go ahead and jump straight in. We're going to open up this morning with the first day morning prayer. It's called worship. Let's pray. O Lord, we commune with Thee every day, but weekdays are worldly days, and secular concerns reduce heavenly impressions. We bless Thee, therefore, for the day sacred to our souls, when we can wait upon Thee and be refreshed. We thank Thee for the institutions of religion, by use of which we draw near to Thee and Thou to us. We rejoice in another Lord's Day, when we call off our minds from the cares of the world and attend upon Thee without distraction. Let our retirement be devout, our conversation edifying, our reading pious, our hearing profitable, that our souls may be quickened and elevated. We are going to the house of prayer. Pour upon us the spirit of grace and supplication. We are going to the house of praise. Awaken in us every grateful and cheerful emotion. We are going to the house of instruction. Give testimony to the word preached and glorify it in the hearts of all who hear. May it enlighten the ignorant, awaken the careless, reclaim the wandering, establish the weak, comfort the feeble-minded, make ready a people for their Lord. Be a sanctuary to all who cannot come. Forget not those who never come, and do Thou bestow upon us benevolence towards our dependents, forgiveness towards our enemies, peaceableness towards our neighbors, openness towards our fellow Christians. Amen. All right. In our morning devotion from Spurgeon's Morning and Evening for October 15th, the text for it is from Malachi 3, verse 2, "But who may abide the day of His coming?" That's speaking the day of the Lord, if I remember correctly. His first coming was without external pomp or show of power, and yet in truth there were few who could abide its testing might. Herod and all Jerusalem with him were stirred at the news of the wondrous birth. Those who supposed themselves to be waiting for him showed the fallacy of their professions by rejecting him when he came. His life on earth was a winnowing fan which tried the great heap of religious profession, and few enough could abide the process. But what will his second advent be? What sinner can endure to think of it? He shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. When in his humiliation he did but say to the soldiers, I am he. They fell backward. What will be the terror of his enemies when he shall more fully reveal himself as the I am? His death shook earth and darkened heaven. What shall be the dreadful splendor of that day in which, as the living Savior, he shall summon the quick and dead before him? Oh, that the terrors of the splendor of that day in which, as the living Savior, he shall summon the quick and dead before... Oh, that the terrors of the Lord would persuade men to forsake their sins and kiss the Son, lest he be angry. Though a lamb, he is yet the lion of the tribe of Judah, rending the prey in pieces. And though he breaks not the bruised reed, yet will he break his enemies with a rod of iron, and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. None of his foes shall bear up before the tempest of his wrath, or hide themselves from the sweeping hail of his indignation. But his beloved blood washed people look for his appearing with joy, and hope to abide it without fear. To them he sits as a refiner even now, and when he has tried them, they shall come forth as gold. Let us search ourselves this morning, and make our calling and election sure, so that the coming of the Lord may cause no dark forebodings in our mind. Oh, for grace to cast away all hypocrisy, and to be found of him sincere and without rebuke in the day of his appearing. All right. Well, now to our reading. Our reading today is going to be Jeremiah 26 and 27, 2 Thessalonians 3, Psalm 85, Proverbs 25, verse 16. All right, hang on a minute. I need some coffee here. All right, Jeremiah 26. Hear the word of the Lord. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, this word came from Yahweh, saying, Thus says Yahweh, Stand in the court of the house of Yahweh, and you shall speak to all the cities of Judah who have come to worship in the house of Yahweh, all the words that I have commanded you to speak to them. Do not take away a word. Perhaps they will listen, and everyone will turn from his evil way, that I may relent of the evil which I am devising to bring against them because of the evil of their deeds. And you will say to them, Thus says Yahweh, If you will not listen to me, to walk in my law which I have given before you, to listen to the words of my slaves the prophets, whom I have been sending to you, rising up early and sending, but you have not listened, then I will make this house like Shiloh, and this city I will make a curse to all the nations of the earth. The priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of Yahweh. Now it happened that when Jeremiah finished speaking all that Yahweh had commanded him to speak to all the people, the priests and the prophets and all the people seized him, saying, You must surely die. Why have you prophesied in the name of Yahweh, saying, This house will be like Shiloh, and this city will be laid waste without inhabitant? And all the people gathered about Jeremiah in the house of Yahweh. When the officials of Judah heard these things, they came up from the king's house to the house of Yahweh, and sat in the entrance of the new gate of the house of Yahweh. Then the priests and the prophets spoke to the officials and to all the people, saying, A judgment of death for this man, for he has prophesied against this city, as you have heard in your hearing. Then Jeremiah spoke to all the officials and to all the people, saying, Yahweh sent me to prophesy against this house and against this city, all the words that you have heard. So now make good your ways and your deeds, and listen to the voice of Yahweh your God, and Yahweh will relent of the evil demise which he has spoken against you. But as for me, behold, I am in your hands. Do with me as is good and right in your eyes. Only know for certain that if you put me to death, you will bring innocent blood on yourselves and on this city and on its inhabitants. For truly, Yahweh has sent me to you to speak all these words in your hearing. Then the officials and all the people said to the priests and to the prophets, No judgment of death for this man, for he has spoken to us in the name of Yahweh our God. Then some of the elders of the land rose up and spoke to all the assembly of the people, saying, Micah of Moresheth prophesied in the days of Hezekiah king of Judah, and he spoke to all the people of Judah, saying, Thus Yahweh of hosts has said, Zion will be plowed as a field, and Jerusalem will become a heap of ruins, and the mountains of the house will become the high places of a forest. Did Hezekiah king of Judah and all Judah put him to death? Did he not fear Yahweh and entreat the favor of Yahweh? And Yahweh relented of the evil demise which he had spoken against them. but we are committing a great evil against ourselves. Indeed, there was also a man who prophesied in the name of Yahweh, Uriah the son of Shemaiah from Kiriath Jearim, and he prophesied against this city and against this land, words similar to all those of Jeremiah. And King Jehoiakim and all his mighty men and all the officials heard his words. So the king sought to put him to death, but Uriah heard it, and he was afraid and fled and went to Egypt. Then King Jehoiakim sent men to Egypt. Elnathan the son of Achbor and certain men with him went into Egypt, and they brought Uriah out from Egypt and led him to King Jehoiakim, who struck him down with a sword and cast his dead body into the burial place of the common people. But the hand of Ahikam the son of Shaphan was with Jeremiah, so that he was not given into the hands of the people to put him to death. Jeremiah 27. In the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, this word came to Jeremiah from Yahweh, saying, Thus says Yahweh to me, Make for yourselves bonds and the bars of a yoke, and put them on your neck, and you shall send word to the king of Edom, to the king of Moab, to the king of the sons of Ammon, to the king of Tyre, and to the king of Sidon, by the hand of messengers who come to Jerusalem to Zedekiah, king of Judah. And you shall command them to go to their masters, saying, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, thus you shall say to your masters, I have made the earth, the men, and the animals which are on the face of the earth, by my great power, and by my outstretched arm, and I will give it to the one who is right in my eyes. So now I have given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, my servant, and I have given him even the wild beasts of the field to serve him. All the nations shall serve him, and his son, and his grandson, until the time of his own land comes. Then many nations and great kings will make him their servant, and it will be that the nation or the kingdom which will not serve him, Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon, and which will not put its neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, I will punish that nation with the sword, with famine, and with pestilence, declares Yahweh, until I have brought it to an end by his hand. But as for you, do not listen to your prophets, your diviners, your dreamers, your soothsayers, or your sorcerers who speak to you, saying, You will not serve the king of Babylon. For they prophesy a lie to you in order to remove you far from your land, and I will banish you, and you will perish. But the nation which will bring its neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him, I will leave it on its land, declares Yahweh, and they will serve it and inhabit it. I spoke words like these to Zedekiah, king of Judah, saying, Bring your necks under the yoke of the king of Babylon, and serve him and his people, and live. Why will you die, you and your people, by the sword? By the sword, famine, and pestilence, as Yahweh has spoken to that nation, which will not serve the king of Babylon. So do not listen to the words of the prophets who speak to you, saying, You will not serve the king of Babylon, for they prophesy a lie to you. For I have not sent them, declares Yahweh, but they prophesy a lie in my name, in order that I may banish you, and that you may perish, you and the prophets who prophesy to you. Then I spoke to the priests and to all this people, saying, Thus says Yahweh, Do not listen to the words of your prophets who prophesy to you, saying, Behold, the vessels of the house of Yahweh will now shortly be returned from Babylon, for they are prophesying a lie to you. Do not listen to them, serve the king of Babylon, and live. Why should this city become a waste place? But if they are prophets, and if the word of Yahweh is with them, let them now intercede with Yahweh of hosts, that the vessels which are left in the house of Yahweh, in the house of the king of Judah, and in Jerusalem may not go to Babylon. For thus says Yahweh of hosts concerning the pillars, concerning the sea, concerning the stands, and concerning the rest of the vessels that are left in the city, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, did not take when he carried away into exile Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, from Jerusalem to Babylon, and all the nobles of Judah and Jerusalem. Indeed, thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, concerning the vessels that are left in the house of Yahweh, and in the house of the king of Judah, and in Jerusalem. They will be brought to Babylon, and they will be there until the day I visit them, declares Yahweh. Then I will bring them up and return them to this place. 2 Thessalonians 3. Finally, brothers, pray for us that the word of the Lord will spread rapidly and be glorified, just as it did also with you, and that we will be rescued from perverse and evil men, for not all have faith. But the Lord is faithful, who will strengthen and guard you from the evil one. And we have confidence in the Lord about you, that you are doing that you are doing and will continue to do what we command. And may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the steadfastness of Christ. Now we command you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you keep away from every brother who walks in an unruly manner, and not according to the tradition which they received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to imitate us, because we did not act in an unruly manner among you, nor did we eat anyone's bread without paying for it, but with labor and hardship we kept working night and day, so that we would not be a burden to any of you. Not because we do not have the authority, but in order to offer ourselves as a model for you, so that you would imitate us. For even when we were with you, we used to command this to you: if anyone is not willing to work, neither let him eat. For we hear that some among you are walking in an unruly manner, doing no work at all, but acting like busybodies. Now such persons we command and exhort in the Lord Jesus Christ, that working with quietness they eat their own bread. But as for you, brothers, do not lose heart in doing good. And if anyone does not obey our word in this letter, take special note of that person to not associate with him, so that he will be put to shame. And yet do not regard him as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Now may the Lord of peace himself continually give you peace in every circumstance. The Lord be with you all. The greeting is in my own hand, Paul, which is a distinguishing mark in every letter. This is the way I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Psalm 85. For the choir director of the sons of Korah, a psalm. O Yahweh, you showed favor to your land. You returned the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people. You covered all their sin, Selah. You withdrew all your fury. You turned back from your burning anger. Turn us back, O God of our salvation, and cause your vexation toward us to cease. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger from generation to generation? Will you not yourself return to revive us, that your people may be glad in you? Show us, O Yahweh, your loving kindness, and give us your salvation. Let me hear what the God Yahweh will speak, for he will speak peace to his people, to his holy ones, but let them not turn back to folly. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Loving kindness and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth springs up from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven. Indeed, Yahweh will give what is good, and our land will yield its produce. Righteousness will go before him, and will establish the way of his steps. All right, and finally, Proverbs 25, verse 16. Have you found honey? Eat only enough for you, lest you have more than your fill and vomit it. All right, well, that is our reading for the day, our evening devotion from Spurgeon's Morning and Evening for October 15th. The text is Exodus 34, verse 20. But the firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb, and if thou redeem him not, then shalt thou break his neck. Every firstborn creature must be the Lord's, but since the ass was unclean, it could not be presented in sacrifice. What then? Should it be allowed to go free from the universal law? By no means. God admits of no exceptions. The ass is his due, but he will not accept it. He will not abate the claim, but yet he cannot be pleased with the victim. No way of escape remained but redemption. The creature must be saved by the substitution of a lamb in its place, or if not redeemed, it must die. My soul, here is a lesson for thee. That unclean animal is thyself. Thou art justly the property of the Lord who made thee and preserved thee. But thou art so sinful that God cannot accept thee. And it has come to this: the Lamb of God must stand in thy stead, or thou must die eternally. Let all the world know of thy gratitude to that spotless Lamb who has already bled for thee, and so redeemed thee from the fatal curse of the law. Must it not sometimes have been a question with the Israelites, which should die, the ass or the lamb? Would not the good man pause to estimate and compare? Assuredly, there was no comparison between the value of the soul of man and the life of the Lord Jesus. And yet the lamb dies, and man, the ass, is spared. My soul, admire the boundless love of God to thee and others of the human race. Worms are bought with the blood of the Son of the Highest. Dust and ashes redeemed with a price far above silver and gold. What a doom had been mine had not plenteous redemption been found. The breaking of the neck of the ass was but a momentary penalty. But who shall measure the wrath to come to which no limit can be imagined? Inestimably dear is the glorious Lamb who has redeemed us from such a doom. Well, there you go. That is our episode for the day. I thank you for spending this time with me. I continue to pray that this time in the Word helps to keep you saturated, and the Word of God helps to keep me do so as well. I hope you have yourself a wonderful day. I hope you have yourself a wonderful time at church if you haven't been there already. Sorry, I need to drink here. Sorry about that. I would continue. Wow. Sorry. Still can't clear it. I would continue to implore you to do all you do for the glory of God. And I hope you have yourself a wonderful day. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. The first day evening prayer called the Teacher. O God, we bless thee, our creator, preserver, benefactor, teacher, for opening to us the volume of nature, where we may read and consider thy works. Thou hast this day spread before us the fuller pages of revelation, and in them we see what thou wouldst have us do, what thou requirest of us, what thou hast done for us, what thou hast promised to us, what thou hast given us in Jesus. We pray thee for a conscious experience of his salvation, and our deliverance from sin, and are bearing his image, and are enjoying his presence, and are being upheld by his free spirit. Let us not live uncertain of what we are or where we are going. Bear witness with our spirit that we are thy children, and enable each one to say, I know my Redeemer. Bless us with a growing sense of this salvation. If already enlightened in Christ, may we see greater things. If quickened, may we have more abundant life. If renewed, let us go on from strength to strength. Give us closer abiding in Jesus, that we may bring forth more fruit, have a deeper sense of our obligations to him, that we may surrender all, have a fuller joy, that we may serve him more completely, and may our faith work by love towards him who died, towards our fellow believers, towards our fellow men. Amen. All right, sorry about that, getting all choked up like that. All right, again, I hope you have yourself a wonderful day, and I hope to see you tomorrow morning. Have a good one. God bless.